Inhale, calm. Exhale, relaxed. Inhale, calm. Exhale, relaxed. Continue to breathe slowly and calmly. The aches and stresses of daily life are floating away. Your tension has been exterminated. Exterminated!
Hello, that was Dalek Relaxation, Doctor Who fan parody video. Before that, it was Party Man by Prince off of the Batman soundtrack. You're listening to Fashionable Magic on Yurt Radio. I'm your host, Manning. It's a cloudy day here in Massachusetts, Saturday, December 8th. I'm joined in the yurt by Mia, a good friend of mine. How you doing, Mia?
I just woke up.
Excellent, excellent. So, let's see. Don't have much to talk about with at the moment. We're just going to, I think for now, let's just go back to the music for a little bit. How's that sound?
Sure, since we're talking in uncharacteristically deep voices.
This is my radio voice.
Yes, yes. My mother always told me I had a face for radio.
All right. Our next song is from David Bowie. Let's play a little bit of Let's Dance on Yurt Radio.
And dance the blues. work it, make it, do it, makes us harder, better, faster, stronger, more than power, power, never, ever, after, work is over. Work it, make it, do it, makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
Skinny one. white guy. I should've known when I saw the look in his eye. They never think they're a match make a fairy, even though they got married.
Think about her anymore by Sam Page. Funny story about that song. Sorry about that.
That was my fault. Not really, I'm just being nice. It was totally his fault.
Yeah, it really was. Before that, it was Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger by Daft Punk, preceded by Let's Dance by David Bowie. You're listening to Fashionable Magic on Yurt Radio. Funny story about that last song. Sam Page just contacted me through the Fashionable Magic Facebook page, asked me to play a song for him. And of course I said yes. It's like it's one of the first real requests I've ever had. Which just reminds me that we have a Facebook page, fashionablemagic.facebook.com. And a Tumblr, yurt-fashionablemagic.tumblr. So you can send us requests and anything you like through there. Oh. Now, Mia, you said that you went to a movie fairly recently.
Yes, I've just been to Anna Karenina last night, or Anna Karenica, as our host likes to call it. He told me I can't make fun of his radio voice, so I have to make fun of his cultural illiteracy.
It's very true. I know very little about Russia. Tolstoy?
Yeah. But those are both excellent guesses. Tolstoy and Russian literature. Yep.
So what did you think of the movie?
I am still deciding what I thought of the movie. It is well worth the watch. If nothing else, it's an orgasm for the eyes. It is an eyegasm, as our Joe Wright's as Joe Wright's literary adaptations often are. Have I mentioned that I just woke up? If you are in the mood to watch the world's longest perfume commercial, it's better than I'm making it sound. It is rather self-consciously poreless, however. That's my caveat.
Well, what do you mean by poreless?
Lacking in emotional depth. For those of you familiar with the novel, Kostya gets very short shrift in this adaptation, so it just seems kind of weird.
That's unfortunate.
Yes, not much. It's one of the few, I don't even know if it's a successful adaptation in that if you had not read the novel beforehand, I don't know if you would have any idea what was going on.
Yeah, there's always sort of weird thing about adaptations. For example, I heard that a lot of people felt that the Lord of the Rings adaptations were just dumb fantasy action movies rather than proper tributes to Tolkien's work. I personally got very frustrated with some of the Harry Potter movies because a lot of them cut out huge swaths of the books, and some of them don't really, I guess they're okay movies. They have some annoying bits in them.
Do you really want to get me started on the Harry Potter franchise?
No, I do not.
Okay. I didn't think
let's
so.
Let's just say that adaptations are always frustrating.
Yes, but perennially interesting. Always an interesting subject of discussion.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, let's go back to the music. This is the new Alex Day single, Stupid Stupid. Gotta love Alex Day. Let's see how it goes. You're listening to Fashionable Magic on Yurt Radio.
Yeah, all three of you.
Stupid, stupid, no, 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 no. Such a shock, strange how you missed that. When you read both of our horoscopes, you wouldn't eat that pie. It looked like it had eyes. Next time you go without, remember what I'll shout. You're stupid, stupid. Just what you say. I'm stupid, stupid. I'm stupid, stupid. I'm stupid, stupid. And you love me.
We're stupid, stupid.
What are we really made of? Dig deep inside the atom and you'll find tiny particles held together by invisible forces. Everything is made up of tiny packets of energy born in cosmic furnaces.
The atoms that we're made of have negatively charged electrons whirling around a big bulky nucleus.
The quantum theory offers a very different explanation of our world.
The universe is made of 12 particles of matter, 4 forces of nature. The universe is made of 12 particles of matter, 4 forces of nature. That's a wonderful and significant story.
Suppose that little seeds behaved very differently than anything big. Nothing's really as it seems. It's so wonderfully different than anything big.
The world is a dynamic mess of jingling things. It's hard to believe.
The quantum theory
is so strange and bizarre. Even Einstein couldn't get his head around it.
In the quantum world, world of particles, nothing is certain.
It's a world of probability.
The quantum theory offers a very different explanation of our world.
The universe is made of 12 particles of matter, 4 forces of nature. The universe is made of 12 particles of matter, 4 forces of nature. That's a wonderful and significant story.
Crazy things that things really are like.
Electrons act like waves. No, they don't exactly. They act like particles. No, they don't exactly.
We need a theory of everything.
We need a theory of everything.
Which is still just beyond our grasp.
Still just beyond our grasp.
We need a theory of everything.
We need a theory.
Perhaps the ultimate triumph. The ultimate triumph of science.
A very different explanation of our world.
The universe is made of 12 particles of matter, four forces of nature. The universe is made of 12 particles of matter, four forces of nature. That's a wonderful and significant story.
I gotta stop someone. I'll leave you something to imagine.
Billions of birdies squawking out loud, talking in code to clams in the clouds. They send a secret message and send it by worm, so vibrating spiders will receive the word.
But that's totally motherfucking
like to fly because they don't like to stay. It buzzing in the ears of a chicken all day. Chicken understand and it pick out the cold. Send a subsonic signal through the snot in the middle of an elephant's long wet cold gray nose.
But that's totally
Feather Pluckin with by the Presidents of the United States of America. Before that, it was Symphony of Science, The Quantum World, and Stupid by Alex Day, a.k.a. Nerimon. You're listening to Fashionable Magic, offering up rock and classic and nerd varieties. It's Saturday, December 8th. And Mia, how you doing? You enjoying the show?
I'm sorry?
You enjoying the show thus far?
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. Yeah. And I hope you are, too, out there. So, I've been, there's just something that I've been following fairly recently. It's just, like, really kind of hilarious. There's this thing called the Hawkeye Initiative. Basically, what it is there's, basically, in comic books, do have kind of a reputation, not entirely undeserved, for being bit sexist, depicting female characters in rather ridiculous and poses and such. Tumblr that I've been following for a while now, Escher Girls, just like catalogs some of the most crazy stuff that female characters get up to in comic books. Just particularly fond of this thing called the boobs and butt pose, where just basically the artist contorts a character's spine in such a way that both breasts and both buttocks are are on display at the same time. It's frankly ridiculous. But the latest major expression of like just sort of going out against such ridiculousness is called the Hawkeye Initiative. Basically, what it does is it replaces art of the these ridiculous female characters with the character Hawkeye. You might remember him as the archer guy from the Avengers. Legolas with short hair and round ears. It's really hilarious because Hawkeye's costume in the comics is kind of ridiculous. It's this big blue and purple suit with a huge weird mask thing. Just check it out. Google it. It's really wonderful. Just delightful. And there are some people who've been like complaining about it, saying that like stuff like men in comics get objectified too because like they're ridiculously muscular. So Google false equivalents for that. There's one hilarious post was made that it's okay for women in comics to have these ridiculous poses because women have stretchy bones. Just wrap your head around that one.
Yeah, for those of you in the listening audience, my eyebrows just crawled right off my face.
It's true. We're going to catch them after the next music break.
Yeah, no, they're sort of inching towards the cans of PBR that are strewn around here, the empty cans, mind you. I think they're going to try to lap up the last few dregs of PBR.
They're just going to get an eyebrow full of yeast fart.
Gross.
Yes, very gross. All right. While we catch Mia's eyebrows, I think it's time for a little bit of Queen. What do you say?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Queen with We Will Rock You on Fashionable Magic.
A big noise playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing mistakes. I've made a few.
fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses.
You're listening to Fashionable Magic. Before that was Paperback Writer by the Beatles, preceded by We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions by Queen. How you feeling? Yes, you. I'm listening. Good, I'm glad. If you like, we still have a little bit of time left. It's not too late to send in a request on our Facebook page. I don't really have much to talk about. I do really enjoy Lindsay Sterling's work. Surprised she hasn't, she's pretty popular on the internet, but I'm surprised more of my friends haven't heard of her. She has accomplished with just a violin and some pretty sweet dance moves. She's done fantastic musical work. Let's see. Trying to think if there's anything else that I can play for you guys this evening. No, this afternoon. I keep thinking that it's evening when I'm doing the show, though it's really, really not. I still have a few hours.
Well, I mean, it's winter. It's that time of year. The sun goes down at 4:30. I wouldn't be able to wrap my head around it if I didn't have such stretchy bones. Cervical spine is also stretchy.
Excellent.
I found my eyebrows, by the way. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for your concern.
They were under the fridge.
We have a fridge in here now.
Yeah.
That's new. That happened.
But yeah, speaking of sunset, tonight at sunset is the first day of Hanukkah, so that's fun. Saturday's December 8th, first day of Hanukkah. Sunday on the December 8th is the first day of Hanukkah this year, right? Well, you know what? If I'm wrong, send me a message on Facebook, Fashionable Magic. While you're at it, send in a request. Let's see. Just give me a minute here. Stalling. Going to try and see Rise of the Guardians tonight. I've heard a lot of good things about this, movie on Tumblr. Apparently, the main character Jack Frost is totes gorgeous, according to Tumblr. So that's fun. Darn it. Ooh-do-do-do-do. Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to play roll out the long guns. This is Don McLean with American Pie. On Fashionable Magic. Enjoy, please.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow?
gym, you both kicked off your shoes. Then I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. No verdict was returned. And while Lenin read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, we were singing. The day that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter. 8 miles high and falling fast. Landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. While the sergeants played a marching tune, we all got up to dance. Oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed the day the music died? We started singing bye. Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music
wouldn't play in the streets. The children screamed, the lovers cried, and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died, and they were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
However, did that microphone get on? Hmm. Yes. Was that on the whole time?
All right, I gotta play one more song. That was Bye Bye Miss American Pie, of course. Gotta play one more song before we leave. This is Billy Joel with Moving Out. I'm not gonna I don't think I'll sing along with this one.
Yeah, no, we'll pass.
All right, see.
Sergeant O'Leary
was Billy Joel with Moving Out. It's been an absolute pleasure this time. We will not be here for the next couple.